This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Stephen A. from Hollis, Queens, and the Michael K. Show starts now. Holla at your boy, Michael, Don Juan, and Peter.
Thank you, Stephen A., and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Friday. It's Friday already. It's our first non-football Friday in a long, long time. It's February 17th. It's 2023. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, and what makes this a very special edition of TMKS is that we are coming to you from three different countries.
Really?
Yep. Don's in New Jersey. Peter is in Canada, in Montreal.
Yay!
And I'm in Florida, another country all completely different.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
Really getting that political this early on.
No. It's certainly a different state down here. I'm just saying that they kind of run things differently. So I'm not saying it's good or bad.
Don's in the state of New Jersey. I'm in. Let's want to power rank these places, just where you'd rather be. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Peter's where I want to be.
I know, because Don wants to live in Canada.
I would love being Canadian.
I would love being Canadian. And then that I say I'd rather be Canadian. I said I'd love being Canadian.
I would also love being Canadian.
Montreal, it's Montreal's and Vancouver, it's 1 and 1A. I'm still going to go Montreal, 1. But Vancouver's very close.
You just now, don't care about this country, do you?
Listen, let's not get into Michael's lies. We have to address something that happened at the end of last night's show. It's a rare continuation sort of case show. Before we get into the huge news around Derek Carr potentially in the New York Jets, this is
big
more important.
News. Yep.
This is pressing. Let's take a look back last night at the end of the show when all Don LaGreca wanted to do was share a moment with his son Marco on the air. Just listen to what happened here.
So tune in at 7 for Dan Gross in the words of Billy Joel. Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night. I you know what? I apologize. I did not hear him. I would never ignore Mark. I'm sorry, Don. I didn't mean anything by that.
No, I didn't. There's no way Peter's starting trouble that you would ignore that. He just was a little camera shy. What happened was it was a girls' night out for my wife in the neighborhood. So she brought Jalen. And so as they were getting ready and leaving, and we were just about ready to get off the air, Marco wandered downstairs, and I wanted you to see him because it was like baseball day at school yesterday, so Nancy dressed him up, and he got on my lap, and he wanted to say hello, and time was running out, and Grasso wasn't shutting up, and there was just no chance to do it, so he kind of came out a little shy. So, Peter, you're a troublemaker.
Mike,
if Michael heard that, he would have dived in.
Did he get on yes?
He was on yes.
Well, that's all that counts. Pictures count. I would never ignore that young man, ever.
I'm going to send
you. Go ahead.
I'll send you pictures of how they looked going to school yesterday.
Please. And then we can send it out. And we would never ignore the Jets quarterback situation, even for one day. And the Jets quarterback situation is brought to you by Jack Pocket. What a great jumping off point for the show, because now we have new names to throw into the mix. So as far as we know, no one from his inner circle has told us, because you can't crack that inner circle. That's like the Pentagon. That's like the Russian agency TASS, whatever it was called. Aaron Rodgers' inner circle, they don't crack. They just won't tell you a thing. But reportedly, he's in the black hole starting today. So it'll be 4 days of total darkness, no devices, no TV, no radio, nothing. So he's going to decide his future. But while he's doing that, the Jets are moving and shaking, and I give them credit. They're not sitting back, and they're not just waiting for Rodgers to emerge like a groundhog. Coming into camp tomorrow, coming to Florham Park, is going to be Derek Carr. So I think Derek Carr is also playing it smart. Take your time, let the Rodgers thing settle itself, and then once that's settled, then all of the other 12 teams that need quarterbacks can start their bidding with you. Why jump right away at the first offer? So he's keeping the Jets alive. Now, Peter King was on earlier today. Where was he on, Anthony?
Oh, that'd be the Rich Eisen show.
The Rich Eisen show, our good buddy Rich Eisen. And Peter King said that if it's not Rodgers, the Jets should go for Lamar Jackson. So let's start the bidding right there. I like Lamar Jackson. I don't know what the problem is with Jackson and the Ravens. And as far as I could tell, he wants to have his entire contract guaranteed, which it doesn't happen for anybody but a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's it. Watson's the only guy who has it completely, completely guaranteed. And that's what Lamar wants. That's it. He wants that. And the Ravens say no. They've made him great offers, but they are not guaranteeing the whole thing because he's been hurt a lot. So, guys, we'll start with that. Would you go after Lamar Jackson? Because the word is from Peter King that the Ravens are going to put the tag on him, but not the exclusive tag. So the tag they put on him would necessitate, if a team signs him, to give the Ravens two first-round draft picks. So we argued yesterday, would you give the 13th pick for Rodgers for 1 or 2 years? Well, this way you would give up two first-round draft picks for a guy that you hope would play for 10 years for your team. Thoughts, hopes, dreams, what do you think?
Well, it's a lot to give up, but if it's somebody you believe in, I'll take the same tact I did with Rodgers. I want the quarterback that's going to help my team be competitive immediately. And Lamar Jackson has that ability when healthy. And the when healthy is what makes me a little dubious on getting involved. Two first-round picks, plus you're going to have to negotiate a contract in which he is going to want it fully guaranteed, which means if he is injury-prone, if he ends up playing his career with the Jets as he has the last few years in Baltimore after the MVP, that could be a disastrous contract, a debilitating contract to your franchise. So as talented as he is, as intoxicating the thought of having a healthy Lamar Jackson is, guys, is he going to stay healthy? And the punishment for him not being healthy could be devastating.
Now, when you talk to health issue, though, in football, you're one hit away from missing the whole season. Now, there are guys that are certainly more resilient, but is Lamar Jackson, with somewhat of an injury history, more likely to be injured than a 40-year-old quarterback who's hardly ever injured but did have a broken finger last year, which affected him quite a bit because he didn't have the season he had in the previous 2 years when he won the MVP. So for an exercise, and we'll have our listeners join in with this as well, let's rank them. I think we're all in agreement that Rodgers would be number one, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's go 2, 3, 4 between Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, or Gorgeous Jimmy. I'm not even putting Tannehill in there.
Mm-mm. No, Carr would be 2 for me.
Over Lamar, okay.
Yes. And then it would probably go Lamar, Garoppolo, because you're dealing with injuries with both of those players, and I think Jackson's the much better player, so I would have Jackson 3, Garoppolo 4. That's my ranking. Peter?
I very much want to be different than Don, but because of availability, Lamar Jackson is more talented than Derek Carr, period. He's a more talented football player. Derek Carr has never missed a game. So I'd go Rodgers, Carr, Jackson, Jimmy.
I would probably go Carr 2nd as well because you're getting him just for money. You don't have to pay anybody anything. The Raiders released him on Wednesday. And Lamar Jackson, you're giving up two first-round draft picks. Now, most people that we talk to don't think that the price will be that high for Rodgers. Maybe it's one pick. Maybe it's a pick contingent upon how long he stays. And Jimmy Garoppolo is just money, too. But I think that the jump in talent from Lamar, from Jimmy, makes Lamar be 3rd and Jimmy 4th. Yeah. But again, Jimmy also doesn't cost anything in terms of draft capital. It's just money. Now, the Ryan Tannehill is 5. Because he's just money as well. He's going to be a free agent. But let's put it this way. Let's throw Justin Fields in there. And there seems to be a groundswell of people that say the Jets should go for Justin Fields. And listen, I'm up to be convinced. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why is that the flavor of the month? Why would you go after a guy who is an incredible runner, has not proven to be anything close to a thrower yet, and he's going to be a work in progress? The Jets don't need a work in progress in 2023. They need an established quarterback that's going to take the team to the next level. Guys, don't you agree that Justin Fields is the guy that you're going to have to teach? He's going to have to learn how to be a quarterback. Right now he's a running back that gets the snap from center.
I don't need a project. Because it's going to be a bit of a project. It's not a Zach Wilson project, but it's a project. You're working on it to get it to the – I need a quarterback that's going to already be there. I can't play games with that. He's a good talent. He'd be much better than anything he had last year, but now I got to go to work.
If I'm throwing him into the mix, or I'm doing it as five, I would actually put Justin after Lamar ahead of Jimmy.
Okay, now okay. let me rebut that, though. They ain't giving him away. He's a first-round draft pick. So they're going to use the number one pick for a quarterback. They're going to want another first-round draft pick and probably another after that. This is an established young quarterback at a very controllable contract. You're willing to give up that kind of draft capital for a project, as Don said.
The actual asking price would be a big factor here. I'm thinking of it more on who I'd prefer to run my team. My thought is Justin Fields has a higher upside than Jimmy G. He is more of a project, and he could cost you, and he will cost you more. But there is more upside. But you're right; it does depend on the price tag because you're not getting a ready-made leader for a championship-contending football team.
All right, now let's start to talk about Derek Carr coming to Florham Park tomorrow. What could they exactly tell him? And what can he tell them? Can he say, listen, if you want Aaron Rodgers, I'm good. I don't want to be the second choice. Or could he smart, in my opinion, he should say, hey, do what you have to do with Rodgers. I understand that's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But after that, I'm next. I'm not going to get my nose out of joint. He has to know that they have interest in Rodgers. Well, he has to know that everybody who's interested in him has interest in Rodgers first.
Well, not everybody, because there are NFC teams that want Carr that don't have to worry about that.
Right.
See,
right.
That's the scary thing. So,
but they might want Rodgers. They just can't get him.
Right, they can't get him. So you put on the dog and pony show when somebody comes to visit your facility. You want to come play here. Here are the coaches. Here's who you're going to be playing with. This is where you can live. You're doing the whole sales pitch. Can you afford to do that sales pitch by telling them, listen, you're a consolation prize. We're going for Rodgers. But if Rodgers falls through, we really want you. And now he might not feel the ego, because I'm sure he would understand that. But if he goes to Carolina, New Orleans, Tampa, those teams might be able to completely sell on, you're our guy. You're the one that I want. And can he afford to wait? Like, he might want to be able to make a decision right away where he wants to play. And he says, boy, I really love the Jets, but if Aaron Rodgers takes a month to decide if he's going to play or not, I don't know if I can afford to wait that long to go join your team. So, and the Jets can't sell him as you're the guy and then completely lie to him and then reverse fortune and go to Rodgers. That would make them look bad. So it's a tough spot because you can't sell your franchise the way an NFC team can, and there will be NFC teams interested in Carr.
But you know what would be refreshing, though, is if they're just really forthright with him. We're trying to get Aaron Rodgers. The likelihood is, I wouldn't say it's 100%, and you're not a fallback. We're trying to go for a Hall of Famer here. And if he can't, then you're the guy. And this is what we'd offer you, and this is where you would live, and this is a facility.
Yeah.
And for fans that haven't been to the Jet facility,
it's awesome.
It is state-of-the-art. I mean, Woody Johnson did not spare any expense in building that place. So, I mean, that's going to impress people. It's one of the best facilities in football. And then Don's, you know, you're more familiar with that area than I am. There's beautiful places you could live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could live close to the city, or you could live farther away from the city. So I think the best play with him is, to be honest, Rodgers is the guy. And you bring up a great point, Don. He said, okay, I understand, but if Rodgers is going to take until – you know, April, then I'm going to sign with somebody else. So that also puts a little bit of a shackle on the Jets, too. They got to make a decision.
It's a tough spot, and we never looked at it from the perspective of the other quarterbacks. Carr may not want to wait.
Right.
He might love the Jets.
He might want to wait a week.
Yeah, right, but what I'm saying is that he may fall in love with the area, love the Jets, want to play there, and now you play the waiting game. All right, go back home, and then we'll call you as soon as Rodgers says no to us, which might not be for another month.
Right, right.
You know, and so he might go to his second or third option just because you don't want to wait. Like, if you've got, I'm sure we've all gone car shopping, right? And we find
not
a car.
Not David Carr shopping, right?
No, not David Carr shopping, actual
or
car
Derek
shopping.
Carr.
And you love a car. You check it out, but it's not the color that you want. And they tell you, the dealer tells you, well, listen, this is what we have here in stock. If you want the car, if you want the purple car or the red car, we've got to order it and we'll have it in a couple of weeks. Some people might be like, well, I really want that. I'll wait the couple of weeks. And somebody say, I don't want to wait the couple of weeks. I want the car now, so I'll settle for white. I'll settle for a different color. You know, and we're talking about a life decision, not a car purchase. Like, where Derek Carr is going to be for the foreseeable future is going to be based on this decision. Does, and he might want to make it right away and get his family acclimated, and does he want to have to sit there and wait on a whim from Aaron Rodgers? And we're just guessing it a month. So who knows how long it'll be? Can Derek Carr afford to do that? Can the Jets afford to do that?
I would hope that when he comes out of his, you know, dark hole, he's going to know what the story is. I mean, I think you're going to have much more clarity at that point. He could just tell the Packers, I'm staying with the Packers or I'm retiring, and that solves all the problems for the Jets.
But he never said, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, he never said that he's going into the dark hole to make his decision. It was something
he
had booked,
ruminate about.
He had planned for a long time. I'm sure he will. What else is he going to do? But I don't get a sense that this is like after it's over, like the Pope, what color smoke is going to come out. Yeah, he might come out of it and go on McAfee's show and say, yeah, you know what, I'm still not sure. I still want to make a couple. I'm going
to
take a trip here.
Well, then you have to move on. Then you have to move on.
No, that's a good point. You have to, if you're the Jets or any team, I think you have to set a self-imposed deadline. All right, we will wait until – and send it out there. Let Rodgers know. All right. He's getting out of his hole when 4 days from now, so like Monday or Tuesday. All right, February 22nd, we want a decision on what Rodgers is going to do. Otherwise, we're going to move on.
I'm just amazed.
I can't believe, Michael, I'm sorry, that we've gotten so used to saying when he comes out of the hole. Like, I just call me crazy. I can't believe it. And I also can't believe, Michael, what fond memories you have of David Carr. Because at this point, years after his retirement, you'd think that Derek would be the name stuck in your head, but you obviously felt very strongly about David Carr.
He did.
I really did.
He
loved it. Joey.
Yeah. I don't know if we have that drop. Joey had a major man crush on David Carr.
Oh, unbelievable. And then we had David Carr on the air, and I embarrassed Joey to no extent.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And another reason to defend Michael saying David Carr was Eli's backup in the victory over the Patriots in Indianapolis.
There you go.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
Also, Peter, throw this out there in your mind. Why would Rodgers go in the black hole this weekend, miss all of the NBA action? All-Star weekend, celebrity game, the dunk contest, the three-point. He can't watch any of it because he has no devices.
And you know what?
He's DVRing it.
I think that reminds me, during the program at some point today, we have to play my favorite game, which is find out which celebrities in the celebrity game Michael and Don have heard of.
Well, you know what my favorite game is? I don't even care about the celebrity game anymore, which is on ESPN today, because once Peter played in it, everything else is downhill for them.
There's no joke. I don't know these people. I know Peter, and it was a wonderful shot. It's one of the highlights of his professional life, I would think.
I think
the tape, yes.
It is gorgeous.
I think,
you know, my favorite, the game we should play is, what league do the participants in the slam dunk contest play for?
Slam dunk is done. It's done.
Never mind who they are. What league do they play in?
Great point.
Well, that is the Jets quarterback report, brought to you by Jack Pocket. Powerball is $75 million. Mega Millions is $84 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jack Pocket. Download the Jack Pocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. Now, you must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
We get on sales, but boy, the fact that they were so quickly able to jump on this hot topic of Aaron Rodgers and sponsor it, kudos. Standing ovation.
Yeah, these people are good. They're good. And you know what else they sponsored, Don? Game Time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, and we have two hockey games today.
That's right.
The Islanders and the Pens. That's at 7 p.m. That will be on 1050 with a 6:30 pregame.
It's a big game.
Then the Rangers and the Oilers, 9 p.m., 8:30 pregame right here on 98.7, and the puck drops at 9. Who's doing that game, Donnie?
That's a Kenny Albert vehicle.
Wow. Those are rare. Those are like Haley's Comet. Unbelievable. That's game time.
17th game.
Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. You know what's coming down to, Don? You know. You just won't say it. But Kenny's doing exactly what his dad did. He has 800 jobs, and he will not give up the title of Rangers radio play-by-play guy, but he'll do 20 games out of the 82.
No, you're probably right. It's not like, but don't make it sound like it's strategic. He's got a lot to do for the company, too. He backs up Breen. He's not lazy. That's
no,
for sure.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't want to put you in a bad situation.
No,
it's the last thing I
want to
do.
That.
No.
You know what else is sponsored, Michael? My
what
is ice
that?
Picks.
You have
I nailed
ice
my plus
wow.
220 last night. That's a plus
wow.
220, Peter.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah! Like you handed our listeners money.
That's right. Somebody
Think
sent me a screenshot of them betting $5 on it and winning 11. I'm happy for you, but you know, screenshot me something impressive. Plus 220.
No, why should they bet beyond their means?
I'm just saying, but don't show off.
He doubled his money in one and another buck.
But you know what I'm saying, Peter. You know, just if you want to show people something impressive, like, you know, bet more than $5. But I'm happy for him. He doubled his money, like you said. Got a nice $11.
We're hearing right now an enabler. That's what we're hearing.
Well, listen, no, he's enabling, but he's also giving you money at the same time. That's the thing.
He's been hot of late. And he does have an ice pick later on.
So hot.
You know, Danny from Long Island was on hold yesterday and never got to him. He said that he saw an obituary of somebody that we've been worried about.
Not him. It's not him.
You sure?
I looked at it. Don, I don't know if you remember, but I do. Even though he sounded much older, Morris was in his 70s. This obituary was for a rabbi who was like 91.
Well, maybe he was 79, and 12 years ago, no. Okay.
No.
How do you know he was in his 70s?
I just remember it. I remember distinctly being like, Morris is like barely older than my dad, and he sounds so old. I remember that.
Where'd you see it? Where can I see this obit?
Don loves
Anthony
obits.
He sent it to me. Yeah, yeah.
Don loves guy. Obits. He's
no,
big
I want to. I want to review it.
Don reads the obits every day to see if he's in it. That's important.
It's
an old yogi line.
I heard from a friend of the show, well, a friend of mine who listens to the show, who said that the other day when I was playing all those Morris deep cuts, said it brought him joy like no other. People miss Morris, man.
Wow.
I'm still holding on.
I hope it's not that he's done with the show. That would hurt more than if he was dead.
So you'd rather him be dead?
That's not right.
Well, I don't want anybody. You know how I feel about death, God. But I mean, it would give me comfort knowing that, you know, he loved us till the end. But if he just said, you know, I'm out, I'm good, and like he's like at some paradise hotel somewhere in the Caribbean, that would bother me.
It would bother me, but I'm not going to root for it.
I'm not rooting for that. Don't get choked up, Don. I don't want you to get emotional. All right, let's take a brief time out. Let's not talk about death today. It's a big Friday show. Big Friday show. We have Jeff passing gas on at 4. Latest from baseball, spring training reports, the whole deal.
Yay!
Yeah, this is not him. This is definitely not him. Well,
all right.
Well, because I don't
What, Jeff passing?
No, Morris.
Oh.
Because this person died last week.
Yeah, and he hasn't called us in 2 years.
Yeah, so no. And plus, I'm looking at the picture. I don't think somebody looking like that would sound like Morris.
Interesting.
And Morris was born, this person was born in Massachusetts, grew up in Connecticut. No, this is not our guy.
No.
He's still there. He's still, let's keep searching, man. I'm going to hold out hope.
And you just think the lines are full all the time and he can't get through? Or
yeah, I believe that just circumstances or he moved away, something changed in his life where he's not able to call, but I still think he listens. I still think he enjoys. I still think he's walking this earth. I still believe.
I love that.
That's beautiful. All right, let's all put a nice warm Afghan around our shoulders and
think. It was a juggling catch Michael just made.
He really did.
Very good.
It was almost Tyree right against the helmet. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg from three countries on this planet right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Big Friday show on tap. Jeff Passan will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll talk some baseball with him. But now we want to talk to you because this is our daily Jets quarterback merry-go-round. Where will it stop? Who will get off the merry-go-round and into a Jet uniform? Let's go to Kirk in Hoboken to start it off. Kirk.
Hey, Michael, Peter, Don, love the show. First time, long time. I had a quick comment, quick take on you guys. Michael, you said before that Justin Fields is just a running back. I have to say, he threw for two more touchdowns than Daniel Jones this season, 17 to 15. I understand that it was 1,000 less yards that he passed for, but I don't even know if you could name me one of those Chicago wide receivers who's passing it to.
Well, obviously, I don't think the Giants let Daniel Jones do too much with throwing touchdown passes because he didn't have any wide receivers. So, also, if you could correct me if I'm wrong, Kirk, I think Justin Fields ran for 950 yards. Right?
He did indeed.
He ran for 1,000 yards. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that is true. But if you put Justin Fields on the Jets.
Fields is all of that, right? And there are people that believe he's pretty good. If he's all of that, then don't you think the Bears would be complete morons to trade him? If he is all of that, they have the number one pick in the draft. They could get an unbelievable truckload of more draft picks to rebuild. Are you kidding me? So why would they trade him? So it's a moot point. If they trade him, then he's not as good as you all think he is.
Right.
And if they don't, then that proves your points, and the Jets don't have a chance anyway.
Yeah, he did throw for 17 touchdown passes, threw 11 interceptions as well, completed only 60.4% of his passes, but he did run for 1,000 yards. Like, so he is a running quarterback that I think has the ability to pass, but he had more rushing touchdowns. He had 8 rushing touchdowns, so he contributes a lot to the run game as much as he does his passing game, but you're still trying to develop the passing game, right? You're trying to get better there. You said he threw for less than 1,000 yards. That's saying something. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have talent, but there's still work to be done. If this is all he's going to be, guys, it's not going to be enough to win a championship.
Wait, his passing yardage was less than 1,000?
Than Jones.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what he said, less than Jones. Because he said he threw for more touchdown passes than Jones, 17 to 15, but 1,000 less yards. You don't think that's significant?
It's hugely significant.
Because sometimes, let's face it, guys, you throw touchdowns.
It's more than 3 games of passing yards.
Yeah, I mean, he played 15 games and threw for 1,143 yards. Mm. Right? Or no, because these statistics get crazy. You know, it was 2,242 yards. He ran for the over 1,100. So, that's still, you're not winning many games, guys, having a quarterback that throws for like 2,000-3,000 yards. You need more than that. Now, again, they don't have a lot of weapons there. The Giants didn't have a lot of weapons either. But there's still
more
a lot of work
than the Giants.
There's still a lot of work to be done. And, Michael, you make a good point. It's the same with Garoppolo in San Francisco. They're available for a reason. It's not because their contract's up. It's not because they don't want to play there anymore. The teams that have them think they can do better. So
let's go to
Mel
in
Queens. On that.
Hello, Mel.
Yo, what's going on, Michael, Don, and Peter? Happy belated birthday,
Mel.
Don. I called
Thank
in
you.
The other day. Yeah. I want to say it's probably going to surprise you guys, but I'm tired of New York going for these old guys. So for me, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't even be on the radar, right? And here's the reason why. My top five, I would say I would go with Lamar, then I'll go with Derek, Jimmy, and whoever else. Forget about Aaron Rodgers because I'm tired of New York, whether it's basketball, baseball, whatever, taking these old guys who lived their career, passed their prime, and think they're going to do something. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but he's been in the league 18 years now. He has plenty of teams that he could have went to the championship with, and he didn't get it done. So you mean to tell me he's going to come to the Jets and get it done? I'm a Giants fan, so I'm just telling the Jets fans, stay away from Aaron Rodgers. All you're going to get, somebody's not going to talk to the media or say whatever he want to do, and it's not going to work out.
I'm just curious, who are the old guys that New York teams bring in? Okay, Brett Favre, who else?
I mean, you think about it. You think about, just you talk about the Knicks, you talk about who was the last quarterback that was decent? Like, I mean, years ago, I remember Vinny Testaverde. I remember when you
great.
Think about the Knicks, all the old
Vinny
all Testaverde the old
was great.
The Knicks.
Vinny went to a championship game with Vinny Testaverde.
No, that's one, but I'm just saying, look, the Mets, they just signed the old guy. I'm just saying, like, this is what we do in New York. We want to sign all these old guys who's past their prime, and they don't do nothing for us but make us upset.
But you're not giving me any examples.
One of the guys that they just signed, the old guys that won the Cy Young Award last year.
First of all, I don't think an organization should base a decision on what the city's teams have done in the past, okay? It's a complete – Aaron Rodgers is different than any other – quarterback or any other player in any other sport, but he couldn't cite any examples. And then he throws out Vinny Testaverde. That worked. They went to a championship game with Vinny Testaverde. Brett Favre would have worked if he didn't get hurt. So, listen, if you want to tell me you'd rather have Derek Carr, we can have a conversation. Not having him on your radar because he's an old quarterback, threw for over 4,000 yards last year with a bad thumb. And you're talking about, you know, bringing in guys that threw for half that yardage?
See, what Jet fans have to realize, and I think they do, this is not a work in progress for the Jets. They're ready to make the next move now. So it doesn't matter if the quarterback is old. If he's old and can play, that's exactly what they need. They need somebody that can play. And you keep saying, oh, he played 18 years, won one Super Bowl. He goes to the playoffs most every single year. Jets don't. But Jets haven't been to the playoffs in 11 years.
And sometimes he's going to the playoffs with very little or a terrible defense or, you know, he's done it by hook or by crook, regardless of roster. They're basically good every single year. There's a reason. If you were to look at the Super Bowl odds every single year, the Packers are there. And there's essentially one reason for that.
Right. It's not their coach. It's not their running back or their defense. It's because of Aaron Rodgers. That's the difference. And the other thing, too, is all the other guys on your list haven't won either. Jackson won an MVP, no Super Bowls. Carr has not won a playoff game. He was only in one. Justin Fields hasn't been to the postseason. Tannehill has only gone to a championship game. Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl, but he didn't win the Super Bowl. So it's not like you've got a laundry list of guys that have won. So he has a Super Bowl. It was a while ago, but he did have one. Listen, if you want to tell me there's guys ahead but did not have him on your radar, that'd be a mistake.
And if we're going to list accomplishments, everybody, you know, goo-gooing over Justin Fields. He was the quarterback for 15 of the 17 games. They finished with the worst record in the NFL of the number one pick. How great could he have been? Now, I know it was a bad team, but how great could he have been? Tony in Staten Island. Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad getting to the Jets conversation here. So, listen, Don, I agree with you. I think he has a good 2-3 years left, that being Rodgers. He would make the most sense. But I got to say, he's flaky. And so hold on a second. We're going to trade picks and whatever else we're going to trade for him for a flaky guy that may stay 1 year, and we're going to give up that for 1 year. So I have a problem with that, and I think it's a mistake to go in that direction. I think they should go, you know, maybe Carr. You know, Lamar Jackson, I think their entire infrastructure on that team, the way it's built, they built this team on the inside, on the interior line, many tight ends, unbalanced lines, and the way they play. You have to draft and build towards that game. And I don't think the Jets are ready for that at all. So, you know, honestly, if they don't get Carr, and then the next guy is what, Garoppolo? Garoppolo, who's basically a backup or an injury waiting to happen. And maybe he's a product of the San Francisco system. Here's a crazy one. Ready? Let's not give up anything. And maybe, you know what? It sounds crazy. Can we get Sam Darnold back and get him away from Adam Gase? I know that sounds nuts. But you would have an experienced player. You probably wouldn't have to pay too much money. He's experienced New York in the past, And I'll just leave you with that guy. So good luck to the Jets and the decision they make.
I don't know about you, Peter. I wouldn't mind Sam Darnold as a backup, but I'm not bringing him back as a starter.
Well, I guess it depends. Sam would not be my number one choice. I'm not going aggressively after Sam Darnold. However, if you ended up sliding down that list where Rodgers, Carr, not possible, Jackson's way too big a load, and you're thinking we want to try to put out some sort of team that's an upgrade from last year, I'd live with coming out with Sam Darnold based on what we saw from him in Carolina this year.
But you're going to completely alienate your fan base. I mean, you're going to bring in a guy that failed?
You can only do what you can do, though. I mean, if the fan base sees that you make a concerted effort to try to get these big names and it doesn't work out, the question then becomes, would you rather trot out Zach Wilson or someone who could at least play the position?
Well, I don't think there's any chance that Zach Wilson gets trotted out as a starter, but no. I don't think the fan base would be satisfied if you trot out Sam Darnold.
If a nightmare scenario happens, guys, where Rodgers just takes forever and all the other quarterbacks get gobbled up and then Rodgers decides to retire, you would sign Mike White before you would have Zach Wilson be your starting quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Don.
Now, as far as getting Sam...
I think you'd sign Mike White before you bring back Sam.
Yeah. No, there's no... Now, I think the scenario would be we sign Mike White, we get Sam Darnold, and then go out those compete for the starting job or whatever. But, God, what a disaster that would be. I don't think that would happen. I think there's just too many quarterbacks for them to get no one. The team's too good for not one of these quarterbacks to decide them over somebody else. There'll be a quarterback. I'd rather have Tannehill than Sam Darnold, right? At least you can sell that to your fan base. The guy's been in the postseason. He's won postseason games.
It's close. Sam played a lot better last year.
Listen, you know how I feel about Sam. I think they failed him here. I think that's his failing. Now he might be damaged beyond repair, but I think looking back at how everything had gone over that period of time, they failed him more than he failed the Jets.
We will not fail you. We'll continue to take phone calls. We have Jeff Passan on at 4 o'clock. Going to have some fun a little bit later on as well. Don has an ice pick. He's been red hot. It's Kayla Rosenberg.
I'm
going to
have a top five, too.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Because I heard in the pre-show meeting you were fighting that.
No, it was coming up with something. And there was a suggestion made on one of the earlier shows, and they didn't go there. Right. I'm going there.
And when can we expect this list?
What do you think, Anthony? 4:45 top five, 5:45 ice pick?
Lock it in.
All right.
Well, let's hear it locked in then.
Wow.
Thank you. All right, we'll come back in just a moment on Yes on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Jeff Legwald covers the Broncos for ESPN, has just reported that Mike Westhoff, our good buddy, has signed a deal to be the assistant head coach for the Broncos and will oversee special teams, with Ben Kotwicka having been hired as special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
So now we all are friends with an assistant head coach.
Yeah, Kotwicka had been with him with the Jets. I just reached out to Mike. Hopefully he'll be able to confirm this for us. I had him in studio over the summer. You guys were both off.
I was suspended.
And he felt like it was over. And it would be awesome if he's back into the league. And you will see some very interesting things if he is, because he says got some really cool ideas. And his book is very good. I know I think he sent you a copy, Michael.
No.
But it is good. You can borrow mine. It is thoroughly flagged. But
I will not read any book that you read because of where you read your books.
But everybody reads their books there.
I'm not saying it's bad to read your book there, but I'm not taking that book from you.
Okay.
Because it might have fecal matter on it.
And also, I don't know how you would feel about this, Peter. I mean, I'm very, I'm organized and I'm clean.
Yeah, sure.
I do my due diligence in there, but I do read. But he also signed it for me, and I felt funny giving it to other people, just because then you don't get it back, and you can afford your own copy.
Please tell him that the nonsense of kicking the ball out of the end zone on every kickoff is ridiculous. He should tell his kickers to kick the ball to the 5-yard line and let your special teams actually maybe make the team start at the 10 or the 15 rather than the 25.
Well, I'll tell you what he'll do. He will do that, and he will make sure that they have a kicker that can do that.
Every single kick in the Super Bowl went through the end zone, and the offense started at the 25. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And you never get great kickoff returns like what Devin Hester did in the Super Bowl. Those are over. And you're making the defense defend 75 yards rather than 85 or 90 yards.
Don, speaking of kickoff returns,
sure.
Can I tell you something that I know on the surface no one would care about, especially Michael, but I think you'll appreciate because you're a football man?
Mm-hmm.
Another year has passed without Brian Mitchell getting elected to the Hall of Fame, and it's absolutely insane.
It is crazy. But
Michael, do you know how many players have more all-purpose yards than Brian Mitchell?
No, I don't.
One. You want to guess his name?
No, I won't.
Jerry Rice. That is the only player with more yards than Brian Mitchell.
Would this even be a topic of discussion if Brian Mitchell played most of his career for the Bears?
No, it wouldn't. But he did play a year for the Giants, Don. Am I right? Am I right?
Well, listen, Devin Hester played all of his career pretty much with the Bears, right?
And we just talked about him. Either.
Well, I talked about him.
Sure.
You know what?
It's stupid, though. Why do they not reward it? It really is such an important part of the game.
It's amazing to me how we constantly debate the Hall of Fame in baseball, where football's Hall of Fame has a whole skull and bones thing to it. 32 writers in a room debating each other, standing on tables, and then they don't even tell you how the vote went. At least in baseball, it's somewhat transparent. Why are these 32 writers chosen? Why? Why are those guys chosen? And why do they decide who gets in?
Especially
when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, especially when you've got 32 representing teams, which means they spend every Sunday just watching their team and whoever is playing their team. So there's going to be holes in their memory when it comes to other players. But like baseball disrespected the DH forever, the NFL disrespected special teams. Look how long it took Ray Guy to get in to the Hall of Fame. You know how many great kickers that never have a chance to go to the Hall of Fame that played 20-plus years and broke all kinds of scoring records and kick returners and punt returners that are underappreciated? It's not the player, Peter. It's just that the position you play. They don't really know how to define the yardage gained and lost by good and bad special teams.
But to be the number one, I mean, this is the number one case for the disrespect for it. Brian Mitchell's the number one punt and kick return man of all time, and he's not in. It's just like, so the position's meaningless. I mean, when we were watching the Super Bowl the other day, tell me if you guys agree, that Kadarius Toney play was pretty meaningful to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Let's go to Steve in New York. Steve.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how's it going, guys?
Good,
Peter,
how are you?
In the morning. Quick question, guys. I want to know who you think get more compensation, Rodgers or Lamar? I know Lamar is 2-1, but what are we trading for Rodgers? I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks for taking the call.
It might just be
Steve,
13,
I think Rodgers,
right?
Rodgers is not going to take what it would get for Lamar. Lamar, if they franchise him, it's going to take two. It takes two. Once you sign him to a contract, it takes two to get him from the Ravens. Rodgers, it might not take one. Mike Tannenbaum said it could be contingency. Give you a third. If he plays 2 years, it'll go to a second or a first. So,
yeah. Well, you're competing with retirement, the Raiders, and that's it, right? I mean, is there another team that's in competition for him other than the options of retirement and going to the Raiders? If it's just the Raiders and the Jets, it may not get as high as two first-round picks. It might not even get as high as the 13th overall pick. I don't know what the Raiders are willing to give up. Is there anybody else involved, guys, that I'm not thinking about in the AFC?
No, unless the Packers smarten up and say, you know what, everybody's in on the bidding. But then, you know, Rodgers is the type of guy who's going to say, if I don't go where I want to go, I'm retiring. So then they get nothing. So I think when he pops out of his hole, he's going to say where he wants to go, if he indeed wants to go anywhere.
So then
he's controlling the stance.
All right, so if that happens, then if, let's say he comes out and says, I'm either going to be a Jet or I'm going to retire. That doesn't give the Packers a lot of leverage, right? I mean, because
you know, if it's too spicy and the Jets don't want to do it, then he doesn't play and he just retires. So
right.
So I don't. So the Jets would be foolish to give up a lot, unless you're going to. You know, unless you scare Rodgers into just retiring. But I would think if you're not only competing with him retiring, then you wouldn't have to give up that much.
All right. Now, what's more fun than talking to Jeff Passan? Beautiful February day.
Steve Young. That's all that comes to my mind.
That's it, right?
That's it.
And Frank Isola has emerged as a very good guest.
Jeff Van Gundy's always kind of hanging around.
Yeah, Mike Breen is sure. good.
But it's been a few weeks for Jeff, right? When did we have him on? It was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Buster's always very good.
Buster's good.
The champ.
Oh, there's a lot of guys that are good. Listen, we're talking about tables. Passan and Jeff, I think, and that's it, right?
Table.
Maybe Van
like
Gundy.
Table?
Our top table.
They're not at the table. They're at the dais.
Are they alone?
I think they might be. And I got to be honest, you know how I love Jeff, right? I think that there's a whole nother level for Steve Young.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Think about it.
Well, it helps. Well, what helps Young against Passan and Jeff is that the resume beyond them being a guest. I mean, they're not Hall of Famers.
And he also loves being a guest. I don't know. Jeff does it because he likes us. He doesn't love being a guest.
But there's a layer that nobody can touch Steve Young. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback who has befriended us and is a tremendous guest.
This is your list, by the way.
What a list. Guest in the history of the show.
K-Show guest. All right, we'll hear what Jeff Passan brings to the table when we get back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.